This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, redevelopment of railway stations across India. The participants are Vijay Dutt, former additional member, Railway Board, and S. Rangabhashyam, anchor.
Hello and welcome to this program. Today, under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, the Honorable Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi ji, laid the foundation stone virtually of some 508 stations spread across 27 states and union territories. And this is going to be a big milestone as far as modern passenger amenities are concerned. Shri Vijay Kumar ji, I want to put this question to you that should we deem this as big game changer as far as amenities are concerned?
Yes, this is a big game changer. You see, not only in India, everywhere in the developed world and aspirational world, railway station connects the city with the world in a better way than any other mode can do. Be it New York, be it London, be it Mumbai, be it Delhi. It is so. Now the stations were planned in around 1900-1930 and they are iconic stations from that angle. You see Charbagh station of Lucknow, Delhi main station, Victoria terminus. But the times have changed. Requirement of amenities has changed. Aspirations of public has to change. So stations have to modernize to meet the requirement of aspirational India. And this move which Honorable Prime Minister has done is almost unique in the world. Now, our trains, you see, passenger trains are longest in the world. 24 coaches, 600 meter trains long. No one is running in the world. And it is our good luck that our citizens are using it and contributing to controlling of emission and controlling of the future environment. Now, to provide the facilities are being planned in this. I will lay emphasis on not only escalators, lifts, but even the passenger information system. Say in a 20 coach train, whether your coach is 21st coach or the first coach. Because if you don't know, then you may take about half an hour to find the train. And now we have to have a throughput. So passenger information system. Then facilitation. We have senior citizens, we have ladies, we have children. Battery vehicle which will take you within no time to your seat. Service of food on your seat. And you want not the standard khana, now you want a la carte, your menu. To your menu driven thing you can order on your seat, serve on the seat, the way you want. All those things are aspirations which are going to be filled by this move. Also, see, if you go to airport, you have a beautiful lounge. Now, because railways are the most carbon neutral medium, it has to be. And like Europe, we are also going for higher speed. So passengers are coming, even air passengers are coming. So creation of lounges, facility in the lounges, and for our IT professionals who are computer savvy, they have minimum waiting time, how to connect to the world. So all those facilities which are required are being planned through these stations. So they are going to be game changer, not only railways, for the public at large. And one thing I will tell you, say in technology, in India, railways has been leading. Railways started Atmanirbhar Bharat years back. Now, if you go to train, you won't find anything which is imported. It's all made in India by small people. So, this is driving. I will give you another example. If you see a fan, dealer will say, sir, this fan is modern fan. Old fan was consuming 60 watts, it is consuming 30 watts. It's called VLDT. In Indian railways, we introduced in 1998. Say, bio-toilets. Bio-toilets, Indian Railways have introduced. This is a revolution which will other industry, other areas of society will be adopted. Even I will tell you, say this film which we cover the food. Earlier people used to come from abroad and bring this film because it was not available in. Indian Railways introduced in food and so much industry is created, now it is exported. So that contribution of railways through cities will be a game changer for modernization of society at large. Yes. This is my belief.
Mr. Vijay Dutt, the proposal of having, you know, separate entry and exit That would be a big change for railway stations, because we have always compared with airports where the arrival terminal is totally segregated from the departure terminal. So we will probably have something very similar, which will reduce the confusion and reduce problems for passengers who are traveling.
Thank you, Hashim ji. This was very much needed. See, footfall at railway station is as busy 10 times to 20 times to 30 times an airport. And you have to see the aspirating passengers using Indian Railways is nowhere in the world. So if you have entry and exit separate, you can handle more passengers. You can give passenger comfort. So this is something, a very desirable move, which I am very happy which is coming.
Let's also talk about other amenities like, you know, footover bridges, escalators, travelators as we have in airports. Parking of both, you know, cars and two-wheelers, signages, sitting spaces, wash basins. Can we expect a big change in each of these aspects so that the look and feel of the stations entirely changes and is comparable to what we get at airports?
I would say this is the very basic of this. Travelators, escalators, lifts, and also the green lifts. Lifts where there will be regenerative braking. When it goes down, it will feed energy back to the system. So, latest escalators, latest travelators, latest lifts, and other provisions. I am repeatedly talking about the battery vehicle. Our battery vehicle facility, which you board it for the elderly and for all people, it will be no time drop you at the door of the coach. It's nowhere in the world. We are lucky that people patronize railways in India and add to the reducing emissions is great. So meeting their aspirations, this thing is very good.
Mr. Vijayadath, let's also talk about the flip side. Critics at times, you know, point out that, you know, a railway station could probably be, you know, never equal to a airport terminal, and, you know, say that, you know, probably there's need for a change in our attitudes, change in our behavior as well. Because at times we see that railway stations, people use the facilities in a very negligent manner. And, you know, whatever amenities are provided, they are spoilt over a period of time, unlike an airport. Do you think that also has to be carried forward simultaneously, that behavioral change of passengers, railway passengers, has to be, you know, increased and the awareness has to be created?
Bhagya Bhasham ji, I have the other view. Modernization will lead to awareness. You see the metro platform. You see all metro's platform. They are so clean. So if you make something which is good, there is a tendency to maintain it. So this modernization will drive people to the civic sense, and I'm sure, and this will percolate to other areas other than the railway station. And I'm sure our railway station will be better than many airports. I'm confident about that with this development.
Mr. Vijayadath, let's also talk about the facade of the station building. And probably, you know, the architecture would be inspired from local culture, local architecture of the buildings there, and also the heritage of that particular town or city.
This is always the concept, and old time also. See, Delhi Main was inspired by Lal Killa. Yes. Charbagh was inspired by Rumi Darwaza. So now also, this will inspired by the icons of the place, the art of the place, the small-scale industry of the place. I'll give you an example. See, our Badgam station in Kashmir. Now the JNK is also coming. This is made totally of the wood and the leaf of the symbol, and made by the local craftsmen. And it will be an iconic station for times immemorial to come. So when facade is being designed, it is designed to be basic of the local. So it will be a projection of local culture, local history, local heroes, all those things will be amalgamated in this.
Mr. Vijay Kumar, I want to bring in this point of approach to the railway station, to the station building. In many cities and towns, we find that there is severe encroachment and the space has been reduced tremendously, leading to, you know, traffic jams in the last maybe, say, 200, 300 meters to the railway station. People struggle a lot. They at times get down from their vehicles, and with heavy luggages, they start walking towards the station building. Don't you think there, again, we need to have big time changes so that there is zero encroachment and the flow to the station building is really seamless and without any hassles and problem?
I fully agree. But if you see closely, this is the challenge. Integration with the city officials integrating with the state. And see, at my time, Gomti Nagar Terminal was conceived and made. So, gradually we are making those changes to integrate so that when you approach the station, like you see Ajmeri Gate side of Delhi, it has become very smooth. Now, from Aragon side, there are problems. But yes, with this development, making wider approaches, I'm sure this is going to be taken care of to a very large extent.
Mr. Dutt, let's also talk about another aspect of usage of platforms. Traditionally, we see that train is parked on the platform, maybe, you know, 1.5 hours before the departure time. And that's a huge time, you know, 1 hour before departure time is a huge time, which leads to non-availability of the platform. And I'm sure many of our listeners would agree with that. When they travel from in a long distance train from, say, Chennai or Mumbai, the train is actually almost on time, or maybe before time also at times, till New Delhi, till two or three stations before New Delhi, say up till Faridabad. And from there on, the delay starts and held up there for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour because of non-availability of platforms. Don't you think this time period should be reduced? The train should come onto the platform maybe, say, 15 minutes before departure time, and people board the train and immediately it is evacuated. Means the platform is clear.
See, when we talk of the capacity of carrying, there is this term called terminal capacity. Actually, ideally, because important stations, there are services, boarding, trains have to be stopped for a longer time, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. So, there should be enough space in the station to hold, and every 3 minutes, there is a train. So, six times the approaching train number, it should have a capacity. So, that is the question of developing this number of lines, number of platforms. And with this modernization, this thing is going to be taken care of. One more development which I would like to share with my esteemed listeners. See, normally in railways, because it is steel on steel, 1 in 200 gradient is required to be kept. But with Vande Bharat, with push-pull trains, you can go in 1 in 25. So, if you decide to have a upper deck of platforms, say New Delhi station, 16 platforms on the lower deck, another 16 on the upper deck, then the approach, which could be 3 kilometers, could be reduced to 200 meters or 150 meters, which is doable. So in these cities where important stations are located, the area is limited. So this modern technology of train running will enable vertical coming of vertical platform. Some platforms on ground floor, some platform on the first floor and maybe on the second floor also,
yeah,
which will enable faster creation of terminal capacity.
Yeah. Mr. Dutt, can something be done about the loading and unloading of, you know, goods in the passenger train? Means we have the luggage vans at the beginning and at the end of passenger trains, and the loading and unloading of goods in that, you know, leads to delays at times. So, can that happen before the train comes on to the platform?
Yes, there are a number of innovations in that. Firstly, the planning of separate parcel trains. And you know, a parcel version of Vande Bharat is coming also, where a deck will be parcel. Secondly, a container approach. You load, preload the thing and then just place it there rather than loading piecemeal and lock it, like container is locked. And thirdly, yes, of course, if the train is originating, then where it is being maintained, it should be loaded there and then come, and there should be no loading. Now, all the three areas, lot of work is being done.
Right. Mr. Dutt, thank you so much for joining in this discussion.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It is my pleasure. And my greetings to all the learned listeners. Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, redevelopment of railway stations across India. The participants were Vijay Dutt, former additional member, Railway Board, and S. Rangabhashyam, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094044.